When's the last time you took a full day or a full week off to work on your business? Not in your business, but on it. Friends, today I am talking about MEO days. Ooh, it is going to be juicy. I am so excited for this conversation because this is something I've talked about for years that I have been doing, but I never did an episode on it. So you're welcome. If you are taking notes, it is going to be good. And if you're driving, it's okay. It's still going to be good. You're just going to have to re-listen to it and maybe take some notes because it is time that we put you back in your business. And I'm talking the me in my MEO days. Yes, from CEO to MEO. Why putting me back in my business became the game changer for all of it. Oh, I forgot my intro. Hello, hello. And welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. Today, if you can't tell, I'm feeling it because it is day two of my MEO experience here in August. So here's the thing. I am all about my clients. I am obsessed with the women in my mastermind. I am obsessed with the private clients I work with. I am obsessed with my LinkedIn done for you, management, strategy people, content clients, like you name it. I'm obsessed with being on stage, with doing this podcast, with done for you stuff, with coaching, like writing. I love it all. I am so freaking blessed to have the most amazing business that I just want to do all the time. I never really need a day off. So when people are like, oh my God, TGIF, I'm like, TGIM, motherfucker. I am so excited to go back to work. Like my husband literally the other day asked me what my favorite day was. And I was like, Monday. And he's just laughed at me. He's like, of course it is. Remember the dreaded Mondays? Oh, we get the sad Sundays or the whatever they were called back in the day when I was a 9-to-5er. I used to hate them. I'd get the case of the Mondays or something it was called. We'd get all sad because we had to go back to work. It has taken me quite some time to turn Monday into my day and now specifically a MEO day. All right, let me give you some background information. Actually, here's what's going to go down in this podcast so I can keep myself on track because I ramble a lot and I just get so excited and the rambling just kind of takes a life of its own and I don't even know what comes out of my mouth sometimes. Like, I don't even know why I prep for these podcasts because I just riff, you know, spirit moves me and I get moving. Here's what I'm going to talk about. The energetic shift from CEO to MEO. And what that actually means, right? I mean, it's kind of different for everyone, but I'll tell you what it means for me and how it became a game changer in my business and in the business of my clients because I teach this to my clients too. Of course, it has to do with time blocking, but it's a little bit more than just time blocking. A little bit of how I got started, what I've been able to accomplish in MEO days, and what's happening in my current MEO day because we are in halftime. Yesterday was phenomenal, and today has been amazeballs, and I just can't wait to see what comes of the rest of the day. So here's my thoughts on MEO days. Here's how it started. Okay, so a few years ago, I was a full-time agency owner. I accidentally became an agency, a LinkedIn agency, branding, management, content, all the things. I absolutely loved it. I was making bank, but I had at any given time 8 to 10 clients that I was creating content for, managing their LinkedIn presence, engaging for them, managing their DMs, some community management type stuff. Like I literally became an agency of one because I didn't have a team at the time. And I have a small team now, but it's more like to be an agency, you need a freaking team. And the fact that I became one accidentally, or really it was out of necessity for the people that nobody was doing what I was doing. And the people who were doing it were either like conglomerate agencies, like actual true agencies. Because I don't think I was a true agency, but I was acting as one. And they had large teams, or they were like VAs helping people to do a fraction of what I was doing. So anytime people would think of LinkedIn, they think of me. Even people who did LinkedIn coaching and training would send their clients to me. People in Europe that I know, Australia, here in the United States. The big gurus that were really doing coaching or speaking or training on a large scale, bringing in corporate clients, they were sending their individual clients that needed LinkedIn support to me. So I was like, oh my gosh, I had a wait list at one point. I was making a lot of money and I felt fabulous. But what was happening is I started to lose my voice. I started to really have a hard time channeling myself. And I was like, what? Like, I couldn't even write content for myself for a while because I was really having, this is before ChatGPT was all the rage, even though I don't use it like most people use it. I use it to like plan out my workout for the week and answer questions about life, help me visualize. But anyway, I digress. So I never used ChatGPT for content back because it was a couple years ago. So obviously it wasn't really what it is today. And so maybe if it was, I may still have this leg of my business. But anyway, I digress about that. The point is I needed a week. I started to lose my voice. I was really struggling. I pre-created a bunch of content, about 2 weeks worth for my clients. I batched it and I felt really good about it. Everybody approved all their content. And I said, now nobody talk to me for two weeks. Nobody talk to me for 2 weeks. I'm exhausted. I said, unless you got a big question, of course. But I said, I'm taking a full week off. Not like off of work, but off of you. I was burnt out. Like I said, I was losing my voice. I couldn't really, not like literally, but like in my mind, I couldn't create my own content. So they all agreed. I'm sure they hesitated a little because they were like, what? But I was like, get in your own LinkedIns, play around, DM your own people. I got my own life to figure out. And so I put up an audit office post on LinkedIn and I said, I'm off for a MEO week. What does that even mean? I'm putting me back in my business. And it was a really popular post. But the cooler part of it was that I learned to put myself in a place that isn't typically for the individual nurturing, the self-care, right? This is business, right? I was almost multi six figures at that point. So that takes a lot of time, effort, and energy. And I was just exhausted. So what I did that first week, I think Monday, I literally did nothing because it was really uncomfortable. I was like, oh my gosh, what am I doing with my life? And so I realized that I really needed time to just decompress. So that's how it started. Day one, I did nothing. And I'm sure I watched a lot of television and ate snacks. I probably played with the dogs. It was just a really great, relaxing self-care experience. By Tuesday, I realized I couldn't just watch TV for a week and think that it was going to move my business forward. So thank goodness I gave myself a week. So what had happened on Tuesday was I got up early. I did my self-care routine, you know, brushed my teeth, all the things, and prayed, meditated, worked out. And I said, all right, what am I going to do for the rest of the week that's going to move my business forward, yet make me feel really good about it and not overwhelmed? And I knew at that point I had to make some decisions about whether I was going to continue as an agency. But I also realized I still needed more R&R, if you will. But I wanted it to be productive in a way that still moved me forward. And I was like, yeah, you know what? Like, maybe it's not just about moving my business forward. It's about moving me forward. I was like, I want to be CEO, boss lady, whatever, and make tons of money and do it in a way that feels good, figure out systems, maybe some automation. But I wanted to feel good in my business. I actually felt like I was becoming an employee of my own business. And that is not why I went into entrepreneurship. So I was like, I'm gonna put me back in my business. Thank you very much. I mean, I am my business. I am my brand. And so I, at that point, I realized I had to set myself up first as the main energy of my organization, if you will. And so I did a lot of praying, a lot of meditating, and then I made a massage appointment. I was like, yeah, I need a massage. So the rest of Tuesday, I just planned what the week was going to look like. And so I went for walks every day. I read, I meditated, I prayed, I did a lot of grounding. And it wasn't until like Thursday that I actually sat at my computer and I checked emails from my phone a little bit, like here and there, to make sure there was no crazy emergencies, which there wasn't. People, you know, did their own thing, whatever. And I realized this need was something that was necessary consistently. Maybe not every month take a week off, you know, but maybe it looked like taking a full week, you know, every 6 months, or I wasn't sure at that point. I said, I'll just figure it out. So that week passed. I felt very recharged, refreshed. I did realize it was time to start scaling back or hire. And I didn't want to hire because these clients hire me to write their content, not somebody that I hire to write their content. And I just didn't, and I, at that point I was looking, I brought on a VA. I had interviewed a few of them. I brought on a VA to help take over some of my stuff, like my marketing, some of my communications with clients. And I was like, yeah, I don't want somebody else speaking for me. It just wasn't me. This, I didn't build this business. And this is what, you know, it's funny. I had a coach one time that asked me if I was building a lifestyle business or a legacy business. And I didn't really know what he meant. Obviously now I do. And I did after I was like, can you explain? But the lifestyle business is pretty much what I'm still doing to this day is I make money to pay my bills and do amazing things and have a fabulous lifestyle, but I'm not looking to exit. I'm not looking to sell my business one day. I want to leave a legacy. So there is that weirdness there where I'm like, oh, lifestyle, but I don't want to just live a fabulous life and then die and that's that, or retire. Die is probably dramatic, but I want. And I don't even know if my daughter would take over my business. Like, LinkedIn's not even going to be a thing in 20 years, probably. It's going to be, we're all going to be AI. We're going to be, our consciousness is going to be in computers. We're going to be virtual humans, whatever. Who freaking knows? I mean, hopefully some version of LinkedIn is around. And maybe I'll be somebody completely different. I'll be Joyce Myers preaching the good word to all my friends, you know, that will listen. Who knows where I'll be in 20 years? So I could have continued to build the business and sold it to an agency, which would have been a great idea in hindsight, but you know, that wasn't my path or it would have happened. But I figured the lifestyle business is, I want to live a beautiful life today. I've had so much loss that I've experienced personally, professionally, to feel like I had to hustle my face off to build this business that could potentially make me millions in the future and maybe my kids take it over, whatever. It just didn't seem like something I was interested in. So I really wanted to, I had to realize, how do I build a business that feels really good and it would evolve as I evolved? So I scaled back a little on the amount of clients that I had management until ultimately I just continuously refined what I wanted for my business and it started feeling fantastic. But it started with that MEO week. That's the whole point of this podcast. I get rambly. Maybe I'll do a evolution of my business podcast separately. But so from there, I realized taking off a full week also cost me some discovery calls for future clients. So I knew at that point I had such a great experience. Once I got like decompressed and planned and focused, that Thursday, Friday was fantastic. Well, it was really a Thursday and a half of Friday because then I took the rest of the day off and just chilled. And I was like, that Thursday was so hyper-focused on growing my business. I focused on money. I focused on like automation, messaging, offers, things that were moving my business forward, and a little bit of what moved me forward, which was nice. But I had already done that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So I felt like I could focus on business Thursday and Friday. And so as I evolved and realized I couldn't get burnt out, I needed to really take care of me before the business, I started implementing MeEO days. So Mondays, because I don't schedule calls Mondays or Fridays, it's rare that I do. And sometimes I will, either out of necessity or something really big is popping up. Like my masterminds are actually on Mondays at 3 o'clock because that's just that important to me. And I want to make sure that I get my work done and what I'm doing during the day. And then I can pour into my clients around 3 p.m. Eastern time, which is perfect for me and them. And then Fridays, if I need to take a call, I will, but I typically don't. I'll do professional development or admin day on Fridays. And so I figured, you know what? Monday is a perfect day for MeEO days. And it actually was very successful for about 6 months. Every Monday, I would focus on me and my business first before I poured into my clients. That way, I was either batching content, recording the podcast, spending time writing my book when it was time to, you know, write Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn. And I just had a really, and I was, you know, pitching myself to stages, pitching myself to podcasts or filling out interviews, you know, whatever. It was a really great addition to my business. So then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I was hyper-focused on my clients. I had client meetings on Tuesdays, private calls on. It was just beautiful. It was so beautiful. And then I kind of got really busy again, and not with client work, yes, but not with management stuff, because as most of you have heard before, I burnt down the agency side of my business at one point, maybe like 2 years ago. I just completely burnt out, lost my voice again, and this time it wasn't coming back. So I just said, you know what, it's not what I'm looking to do. So I stopped the agency work altogether, and I upped the stages, I upped private clients, and I still do done for you work. It's just not true management per se. Although I do have one or two clients that may transition to that because I just love them so much. And I think I'd be okay taking on two clients again. And honestly, the money's really good. So why not, right? The cool part is I get to do what I want with my business. And that is exactly why I went into entrepreneurship, because if I change my mind, I can. As long as I'm paying my mortgage, I'm good. All right, so MeEO days. Let's dive into, I guess, like the essentials, because I think you realize what it really is now. Like you understand why I call it a MeEO day, because it's essentially me before the EO, right? Like I wanted to be an amazing CEO of my company, but in order for me to be the best leader of my company, I had to lead myself first. Selfie leadership, as y'all know by now, is one of my favorite workshops, keynotes, and I'm just obsessed with self-leadership, because in order to lead anything, an organization, a team, a project, you have to lead yourself first. That's why I did 75 hard. That's why I start my mornings out with fueling myself. That's why Monday, the first day of the week, is my MeEO week. And so I had been really hyper-focused on putting myself first in order to lead my business to the best of my ability. So the hard part about sometimes setting up these type of boundaries for yourself, because that's really what a MeEO day is. It's a full day with a big old bubble around it that says nobody can get a hold of me. The hard part is distractions. The hard part is clients who, you know, think their emergencies make your day different, which it should not, but it happens. But it's so essential for us to build these boundaries, because if we don't, we won't have a business. After time, we'll burn out, we'll let clients dictate how we work, and then we'll just become employees. And that's not the reason we got into business. So how I protect this time is usually by preparing for it, first of all. So I've done the accidental, oh, tomorrow I'm doing a meet yo day and not tell anyone, and it just never works out. And then I realize I really have to prepare for this, like almost like a month in advance. Tell any clients, to post about it, do a podcast about it. Like, I may be putting the podcast out now and after day one of my meet yo day, but all my clients knew it was coming. I even talk about it in the mastermind, in my Voxer groups, that like I'm in the middle of a MEO. I call it a experience because it's been 2 days now. But they knew it was coming and they're not surprised. And they're also not neglected or ignored. I've been talking to them, you know, when I'm in the car. I talk to them in between my power hours. And, you know, they're excited to see what I'm building during this time. I'm excited to share what I've been building during this time. Anyway. You have to protect your boundaries and protect your business, protect your energy. It's just so important. It's just like a power hour, right? But like on creatine, it strengthens the muscle of creating this boundary and, you know, your business. So here's how I went from service mode to visionary mode, if you will. And it's just so important. Okay. So here are some things that I would do during this time, right? So I've already set up the boundaries. I've already told people I prepared for it and now I'm in it. So what now what? Do you know what I mean? So what you do is in the preparation stage, you do a little mini audit of, so this would be like a power hour. So you start with a power hour on a day you're not doing a MEO day. Maybe it's like a week or two before. And ask yourself, what are the things I have been complaining about in my business lately? And write them down. And then you ask yourself, what are the things that I feel like I'm neglecting in my business? And then you write that down. And then ask yourself, what am I missing? What have I been missing? So, which is kind of like, what have I been neglecting? But technically, you may not be missing what you're neglecting. So if you've been neglecting doing your finances or your P&Ls or whatever, like I doubt you're missing that. But you may be neglecting that side of your business, maybe the admin side. Maybe you've got a box of receipts. Maybe you've got a community you haven't engaged in a while, but you are paying for it still. So what have you been neglecting? And then what have you been missing? So sometimes I engage a lot and I have discovery calls. I've got a huge community. I've got, you know, my community is always evolving. So I'm always talking to new, fabulous women. Sometimes I really miss going to a coffee house and just having coffee with someone and not these Zoom coffee chats, right? And so I got away from the in-person coffee meetings because they just weren't as efficient. Because you say, let's meet for a half hour and get coffee, but it takes, you know, a half hour to get ready. And I guess it depends on if I've already washed my hair or not. And then it takes a half hour to drive there. And then you order the coffee and you small talk. And then you get into real talk. And then it turns into lunch. And then next thing you know, a half a day has disappeared. And maybe something amazing's come out of it. Or maybe you just wasted a half a day when it could have been a 20-minute Zoom call. You know what I mean? So I got away from those in-person coffee chats. But sometimes I crave them and I miss them. And I will purposefully reach out to somebody, give them advance notice and say, hey, you want to go to lunch? Because lunch is expected to be longer and it's okay if it takes time to get ready because you expect it and you plan for it and you give them time. So what have you been complaining about? What have you been neglecting? What have you been missing? And then the good stuff, right? What would you love to be doing in your business right now? Like, what are some of the things you would love? For a while, I missed my masterminds, right? I've got tons of private clients. I got stages. I got done for you work, but I missed bringing women together. So last year, a friend and I started masterminding again. I've always been a part of a mastermind, but I wanted my own. I wanted to lead a group of women to expand in business. And so a friend of mine and I joined forces and had an amazing group of women. I think you may have heard me talk about it. It was like five Jennifers and me. It was like the Jennifers and it was the funniest thing ever. And I loved it. It was beautiful and it was not planned to have all Jennifers, but, but it was pretty cool. And then, you know, I took a little break from it because I get to, because that's what I decided. I wanted to take a little break from masterminding. And now, obviously, I missed it again. And so I've got another one. Now I got my solo one, my highly visible and magnetic mastermind with five amazing women. Only one Jennifer this time. And it's absolutely beautiful. And it was exactly what I felt like I was missing. And so this mastermind is a 6-month mastermind, and I'll probably continue it going forward for every 6 months, which I feel very grateful for. If you missed it this time around, I do have a wait list, and I have other options to be able to engage with you and get you some support and resources while you wait for a spot to open. So just DM me mastermind and we could chat a little bit about that. All right. So what else can you do to prepare yourself for this MEO day? Besides what do I miss? What would I love to bring in? What could I do? What does my business need to move forward? Like, what are the, just revisit your goals. And what do you think you need? Maybe resources wise, you know, people, connections, introductions, whatever. What do you need to move your business forward, to expand it, to stretch it? And then the next thing I ask is, what is the craziest shit I could do in one day to like shock everyone, or to take my business from, you know, a 10 to a 17? You know what I mean? Like, just over the edge, over the top, crazy extra. What is one thing that I could do that's been on my heart and I've been pushing down or ignoring? And then I say to myself, all right, out of all of those things, and remember, we're still in the preparation for MEO Day. We're not actually in MEO Day yet. All those answers, what is jumping out of the page? What is like a little brighter than in ink wise than the rest of them when you look down all those answers? I mean, if it's the, you know, you could obviously theme out your MEO days, like, you know, accelerate my business, automate my business, you know, maybe I gotta redo my LinkedIn profile, I gotta update my Instagram, I gotta redo my speaker or podcast sheet, you know, stuff like that. Like, there's tons of stuff we could be doing. One MEO day, I spent the whole day clearing out my G Drive. My Google Drive, because it was just a hot mess and I felt so good afterwards. It's just like cleaning out your closet, right? But for business. So you could theme out these days, and you, every single thing down here could be a different day. And you could say every Monday for the next 6 weeks, I'm going to tackle one of these things, put them in the right order. And by the end of maybe a month and a half, 2 months, my business is going to look completely different. Can you imagine if you had 6 full days, or even 8 if you did it in 2 months or however long you need? Can you imagine what your business would look like if you had one day every single week completely devoted to your business and your own, yourself within the business, not just for your clients? It would be such an amazing evolution, expansion, right? So this time around. So anyway, so that's the preparation. That's how I prepare for it. What have I been complaining about lately? What do I need? What do I miss? What would be freaking amazing to do? Maybe you do an outline for a book. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many amazing things you could do in one day. One day I actually went down to the city. I was like, I'm taking a MEO day. I took a train early in the morning down to Manhattan, and I just played on my computer and did a little bit of work, engaged on LinkedIn from the city, from a coffee shop. And right out of the train station, and then lunchtime, I went to a restaurant and then get back on the train and I came home for dinner. It was the coolest elevated experience, energetic connection to my higher self that I felt in a long time. So you get to decide what it looks like, but I would highly recommend preparing for this experience because you'll get more out of it. And then, of course, tell people about it, set a date, share that date. So that way people in your house, people in your friends and family circle that would text you normally, your clients, they all know about it. They're all prepared and they actually get excited for you and they can't wait to hear what comes out of it. So let me talk a little bit about what's happening in my MEO experience right now. And then of course, I'll give you, you know, some more tips and whatnot. So I took 2 days because I had been complaining a lot about my business. And that's usually a sign. Not complaining that I don't like it. Like I'm still obsessed with my business. I am so blessed. I'm not even kidding. Like I thank God every single day for laying me off 4 times. For laying me off 4 times and for having me not get offers to the jobs that I could do with my eyes closed in my sleep because I didn't want to do it anymore. So I feel absolutely, so I didn't want to do corporate anymore. So I'm very grateful that I'm in this business. And, but I have been complaining to my coach about the lack of expansion financially, the lack of consistency in myself, and the, I guess the lack of blowing up. Like I complain about some things. It's not all roses and rainbows over here in business land. But so I want more. I want more revenue. I want more profits. I want more amazing women. I don't want a bigger office. I think my office is awesome. I wouldn't mind though, just expanding. I just feel called for more, right? Which sounds like such a generic thing, but I really do. And it may not always be the financial more. Sometimes it's like a deeper more versus a wide. It's more of a depth. So I've talked a lot about, you know, Mondays being my meet EO days. But actually what happened was it was more me than EO. So be careful of that too. The more you do these meet EO days, I learned that that's when I would make my massage appointment, or I'd have my cleaning lady come, or I'd go for long walks and just not return. Or not return to the office. Or I'd find myself, you know, sitting out in the backyard and grounding for like 2 hours. And I'm like, ugh. So Jess and I, my coach, we started to, because it's summertime too. So I'm going to give myself some grace. So I started to say, you know what? We need to do some power hours. We need to get back in it. And I have a phenomenal summer strategy that I hadn't really kicked in this year. And that those, it's a 3-part episode. I can actually put them in the show notes. I'm going to write that down. Summer strategy 1, 2, 3. I will probably just put summer strategy 1 in there, and then you can follow 2 and 3 right afterwards, because I have a really good summer strategy. And not that I haven't been doing it, it just hasn't been to the level, because I have been in like self-care mode and just feeling my most fabulous self. And I got to kick it up a notch, right? It's time for the next elevation of my business. And I did 75 hard, of course. I feel like we should take a shot whenever I say 75 hard. Like I'm just never gonna not talk about it. It's just such a huge part of my expansion and business too, right? Not just my health. And so that's when I started 75 hard, was because I needed the discipline. And then we started after 75 hard, I started talking about power hours again. And then the power hours have been extremely fruitful for myself, my mastermind girls, for my coach even, because sometimes I coach her on business and she'll coach me intuitively in business, as well as my energy and manifestation and all that stuff. But I have a different edge. And so we 100% were supporting each other in these power hours. And it's been very good, very lucrative for us. Moving our business forward, coming up with new offers, engaging with people that we haven't chatted with in a little while. And it was making us feel fantastic. And so I said to myself, I need a little bit more than a power hour or two here, you know, because I'm obviously doing work all day, but I needed a true MEO experience again. So that's why I'm currently in this MEO experience right now. And if I look at my calendar, I've got so much coming up. I'm going into the city a few times for different experiences. I'm going to LA for 2 different experiences. I'm going to Vegas. I'm going to, I think I'm going to Florida at one point. That's not solidified yet, but I think I'm maybe going to Florida. So there is like a couple things that I know are coming up soon. And the biggest thing that's coming up, which you've heard me talk about if you listen to any of my episodes, is my live event, my Own Your Awesome Live. And it's October 25th is the date that's on my heart. So I got to go lock in a location so I can confirm that. But I've got a lot of work to do, and I want to do it all before I go to LA in the next couple of weeks. I want to really lock in my content, my podcast episodes. I got to batch some things, and I really want to lock in sponsors for Own Your Awesome Live. I'm coming up with, it's also an award show that's a part of that experience. I think I'm going to call them the selfies, and I will keep you posted on what that's all about. I'm really excited for that, actually. And I'm on a bunch of podcasts coming up. So, and I have clients. I have tons of clients. So I've got a lot of things that I need to get focused for and have already pre-planned and locked in. And as much as I love working when the spirit moves me, the spirit's moving me to get a little more organized. So I took Monday and Tuesday. I planned it. It's been 2 weeks in the making of what I was doing. And so I'm in the middle of it. So I'm actually recording this on Tuesday of my MeEO experience. So Monday was fantastic. I went to the gym, did leg day, was feeling it, listened to podcasts, got really hyped up. I did my prayer time, I visualized, I had some beautiful experiences over the Lion's Gate, which I talked about in the last episode, where I got really clear about money, my business, where it's going. And so I wanted to take that and apply it in my MeEO days, which was yesterday and today. So here's, because I planned it already, I told all the people, I got really focused, I eliminated distractions, I set my intentions, I did all the things that I'm supposed to do to have a very successful MeEO experience. And so yesterday, I mapped out the next 22 podcast episodes. And by mapped out, I made a list. I'm not that good. I mapped out a list, I recorded 4 of them. Whew, that was tiring. I've never batched 4 in a row before, and it was tiring to say the least. I used a lot of energy during these podcasts, probably because I talk a lot, so it gives off a lot of energy, and then I have to recharge. So 22 podcast episodes, recorded 4, put out 2 yesterday. I'm going to put this one out in a minute. I've got the next one already planned out, and that's ready to go. And so this week, I'm putting out 4 podcast episodes. And the reason why I have 22 already planned out is because I plan on recording the 100th episode of my Own Your Awesome podcast live during the VIP experience of the Own Your Awesome live event. So that's a lot of Own Your Awesomes in one sentence. So my intentions and focus for my MeEO 2-day experience was to lock in my content, my podcasts, and my Own Your Awesome live event. And so I've done a lot of the content stuff. I've done all of the podcast stuff. I didn't plan to batch 22 of them. I just wanted to know what I was releasing and when I was releasing it. So technically, I have to do 2 podcasts a week starting next week. So this week, I'll put out 4 because I slacked the last couple of weeks. And I have to do 2 a week in order to have the 100th episode be live at that Own Your Awesome live experience. And I'm actually very excited that it worked out. I have 11 weeks until my live experience, my conference. And so I mapped it all out. Content will align with a lot of the podcasts, the topics and such. And then, of course, I leave some room for when the spirit moves me. So that's exciting. And then today is all about the conference. I had such a productive day yesterday. It was absolutely amazing. I still talk to my mastermind girls, some of my private clients, and one of my LinkedIn management clients. And so even talking with them, I still got so much more done than I would have done. And I can't even tell you, like, I've gotten done in weeks. And so even though as I'm super focused, I'm writing down things that still need to be done. Like, I have a list of things that I won't be doing during my MeEO experience this time, but maybe I'll do them next Monday. Like, I really do want to update my LinkedIn profile because I can't be telling you to keep it updated and have mine looking like it's not updated. I've got a photo shoot coming up that I'll be using new branding shoots for, so I may use them in my actual website. I want to updo the graphic or update the graphic for this podcast. There's so many things that while I was being productive, I was jotting down that would pop into my mind, and I was like, nope, I'm not going to be distracted by those things, but I am going to put them on a list for the future MeEO days. So I'm just feeling so amazing about this MeEO experience that I knew I had to do an episode about it to share what it's all about. And the me part feels amazing. And the CEO side of me knows she's making progress on business. And the big, crazy, holy shit, what if I did thing? Well, that's my Own Your Awesome Life. So today, after I upload this podcast and get it out to you, I will be creating the pitch deck for sponsors. I will be securing a location, or at least reaching out to the three that I'm thinking of and seeing if I could secure my date, because the date has some significance meeting for me, so I really want that date. I'm going to come up with either a landing page or a sheet where I can get a wait list for those who want to pre-order their tickets or say that they're coming, because I want minimum 100 fabulous women in the room in October, planning our next year, celebrating with each other, and owning their awesome in any way that looks like. I've got panels lined up. I've got speakers lined up. I got special guests. I got giveaways. I've got awards, and it's all in my head. None of it has been put on paper or made official yet. So that's what the rest of this MeEO day is going to consist of. And that is the cool part about a MeEO day. I started it at the gym. I did triceps and cardio today. I'm going to go for a walk and do some abs later. But I get to really focus on building this business and my business and this live conference and making it the most amazing experience for anyone who joins. So MeEO days, I'm going to give you real quick, if you're taking notes, how to create one for yourself in rapid fire. Are you ready for it? Grab your pen. Pick a day, block it on the calendar, and guard it like it's gold. Assume this is the most important day of your business's life and your life. I would have you set an intention. What is the number one focus for that day? For me, I have 2 days, so I had two focuses. One was the event, and one was mostly the podcast, and content was still a part of that, but content obviously has to go with, you know, goes with the podcast and the event. So my focus was essentially the event and visibility for the event and everything leading up to that event. So the event was the number one focus, though. And then after that, of course, what is the focus for you? Your personal focus, not just the me part, not just the EO part, right? So I've booked a massage. I feel amazing. I have done my morning routine. I slept in both days. I arranged carpools for my daughter at basketball camp, so I don't have to drive her home every single day, which was nice. That gives me an extra hour or so to do what I gotta do. And even for her practice this evening, I've arranged for my husband to take her without me. He doesn't know it yet. He doesn't know it yet, but I won't be going. But I have created boundaries for myself and made super focused intentions for this day. So pick your day or days, set your intentions, prep like a pro, have your tools, your notes, your resources, answer those questions that I posed earlier, the what have I been complaining about, neglecting, missing, loving to bring in, what do I need to move forward, what's this big crazy dream that's on my heart that I want for my business or for my life, how can I move it forward? Those are the questions. This is you prepping like a pro for your MeEO day. Eliminate all distractions. Turn off your notifications. Don't run any errands. I mean, I went to the gym, but I didn't go to Target. I didn't go to CVS. I got to pick up some photos. I didn't go buy the new printer I need to buy. Like, I didn't do any of those random, even though they're business errands, I didn't do any of them because I need to be locked in on my intentions. I eliminated all distractions. Everybody knows I'm on a MeEO day. Don't mess with me. I'm busy. And at the end of the day, celebrate the wins by acknowledging the progress and setting what's next. So tomorrow will not be a MEEO day because I now have a packed Wednesday because I've taken Tuesday and moved everything from Tuesday to Wednesday. And so I'm not mad at that, but I also know I may only have time for like a power hour. And if that's all the time you can afford for yourself, don't get down because you can't do a full day yet. Focus on the time you can carve out for yourself. Grab a power hour, turn off notifications, set an alarm, but do the same prep, right? Pick your hour ahead of time. Maybe tell some people. Put it in your calendar so nobody can go in your calendar and set time there. Set an intention. Prepare for it. Eliminate those distractions and then celebrate when it's over. And tell me about it. Are you planning a MEEO day? Are you planning a power hour, a MEEO hour, if you will? Where is the me in your business? I know I talked a lot about my business moving forward today, but this has been a beautiful personal experience for me too, with, you know, the massages and the gym trips and the prayers, the meditations, eating the most delicious food, preparing it at home. I just feel like I've fueled myself in order for me to take this business where it's going. Because although the me is obviously a huge part of this MEEO day, but it's also about my business because, you know, this is what I love. And so I get to keep doing it. So I encourage you to look at your calendar. And if you can find time in the next 2 weeks, 4 weeks, it's middle of August right now. Can you find a day, a half a day? A day would be fabulous. To that you could block where there's nothing on your calendar, or if you're a 9-to-5er and you work for an employee, you get PTO. Girl, take that shit. PTO. Yes, please. It is called MEETO. Take it. Take it. Don't tell your family. Send the kids to school, to daycare, to camp, whatever. And get dressed like you're going to work, but go to a massage parlor. Go to get a beautiful breakfast meal, someplace you've always wanted to go. Plan out what your next steps in life are. Plan out a big, crazy goal. DM me. I'll help you do it. Yeah, I probably won't meet you in person. But we can Zoom about it. So find time in your calendar and really consider what you could do with a full day. I mean, a full week if you're really fabulous, or even just a full hour. It doesn't matter how much time it actually is. What matters is that you take the time to really hone in on you, your life, your business, and moving it forward in a way that feels really good. So thank you for spending some time with me during my MEEO experience. It has been a fabulous day, and I cannot wait to see what comes after it. And you'll probably hear a little bit all about it, because now I'm about to dive into this conference I'm planning, and you know there was going to be an episode or two about that. So if you're interested in really learning more about the conference, maybe grabbing a sponsorship spot, maybe a table, maybe a vendor table, or you want to maybe have some time on stage, I don't know, DM me, let's talk. I am all about it. I cannot wait to see how you spend your next planned MEEO day. Please, please, please connect with me on LinkedIn or Instagram. Tell me what your plans are so I can support you and love on you and maybe even hold you accountable through the experience. And until next time, keep being awesome.